count your blessings. We talked about that at noon. And just for a short moment, counting our blessings to psych us up for our meditation. The meditation is to uplift our mind, to develop the adi-citta. Adi-citta, cha-ayogo, devoted to the higher mind. So we have to raise our mind when we meditate. We have to uplift it, to make it soar, to make it buoyant. Before we go to our main meditation object, whatever that is, it can be helpful to just quickly count our blessings. A human being, born as a human being, very rare. Even better, at the time when the teaching asasana of the Buddha is available, when there are still great teachers, when there are good monasteries, good traditions, and we even have made contact with that. We have heard about it. At the minimum, many of us have participated. We have faith, we have confidence in this teaching. And just that much in samsaric terms is so amazing, so special. Not just a lotto win, but even a jackpot win. We do have a forest monastery in Australia in the 21st century, more than one actually, quite a few. Probably more than any other Western countries, counting per population, per person in the whole population. We have fellow Dhamma farers around us, Dhamma friends who are willing to spend their Sunday on a one-day meditation retreat. We had so many outstanding ajahns visiting, teaching here, meditating here, white, in the same room where we are sitting and meditating now. Lungpo Liam was here 4 times. Lungpo Sumedho, Thanajan Anand. So many outstanding teachers. Thanajan Tongdeng. Thanajan Piag. Ajahn Sucheto was here. Many others in the white here where we are meditating. We are thinking of that and make our mind soar. We raise our mind. We make it buoyant, bright, inspired. And this is a good basis for meditation. An uplifted, joyful mind. We have several monks have completed their Rains retreat, 3 senior monks. Have a community with great generosity in supporting that and participating, joining the teachings, the chanting, the meditation, the retreats. All of that is special and uplifting. So we rejoice in all that goodness. We feel mudita, sympathetic joy, anumodana, being joyful along with. And a mind that counts its blessings, a heart that is uplifted, joyful. When that mind is looking at the breath, when that heart is repeating Buddha, Buddha, or repeating the may all beings be happy and at ease, this suddenly is quite different, the meditation object. If you find meditation boring or the meditation object difficult to focus on, boring, it may have nothing to do with the meditation object, and it may be the quality of the mind. And a mind filled with appreciation, joy, gratitude for all one's blessings. That mind looking at the breath and can see all that beauty, can experience the breath as refined and subtle, soothing. That mind can meditate joyfully, that mind can really get into radiating metta in all directions. That mind starts repeating Buddha and gets more joyful, energized, radiant with every repetition of the mantra. So once we have our mind suffused with a little kick of joy, appreciation, lightness, brightness, let us go to whatever is your meditation, your favorite main meditation object, and meditate quietly if